Back to Huskies Drive Time right here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Michigan Tech football is back in action this weekend.
We'll take the snap. He'll look to pass. He'll fire one in, and it's going to be caught by McConnell. He'll squeeze his way into the corner of the end zone. Touchdown, Huskies.
Well, it was a tough loss for Michigan Tech on Saturday against a very good offensive Ferris State Bulldog team at Sherman Field. Coach Curley joins us right now. And, you know, a game we had a pretty good lead, but, boy, you know, anything can happen in the GLIAC. And you see a team like Ferris State, they never gave up, Coach, and that was a great GLIAC matchup. We just came out on the wrong end of it.
Well, you're right, Dirk. It was a good football game. We're another coin flip. I mean, that's two games in a row where you at the end you flip a coin, one play can make or break you. Usually doesn't, but this time we didn't get the W.
Coach, talk about just trying to stop that quarterback, Jason Vanderlaan. He came in, obviously, I think he was top three in the conference in rushing as a quarterback, among all players. And we knew he was going to be a load. Was he even better than you thought he was going to be, or is that about what you expected?
Well, he's a very good player. There's no question about that, Wes. We couldn't get him stopped. We did turn him over three times. We did have chances. There came a point in time where when we go up with 7.5 to go in the third quarter and we're up 27-10 and they drive and score, and then we take a bad penalty on a kick return, and then third play throw an interception, and they're first and goal on the 9, and they punch one in about two or three plays. And, from 27-10 to 27-23, and now the momentum's changed in about 3.5-4 minutes. I thought that was big. We had a hard time stopping him. And then, in our second half offensively, we had, we had six possessions, and had five of them were three and outs. And we, in the first half, we had 245 yards offense, and the second half we had 60.
When you look at that game, it seemed like it was a tale of two halves in terms of being able to stay on the field offensively and get off. But it kind of seemed like it switched in that second half. You weren't able to stay on the field offensively, and that obviously made the defense be on the field a lot more.
No question. I think that was huge. We knew going in that we would have to, we would have to lengthen our drives. We would have to run the clock. In the first half we did a good job of that. In the second half we came out and first, we had a three and out, and then got a turnover, got the, and ran the interception, Brett Gervais, all the way back to their 30, and went in and scored. And then we had, we threw a. Had a turnover on the next series, and then had a three and out, and another three and out, and then fourth down went for it on the last series, and that's it. That's the last time we saw the ball with 7:20 to go in the game, and they did a great job of milking the clock and taking it all the way down.
Did it seem like, Coach, a game, especially in that first half, there were a lot of big plays? I mean, we made a lot of big plays. We block a PAT, we fumble recoveries, interceptions, things happening. Answering other, the other team's good play. It just seemed like there were a lot of big plays in that game.
Well, I think there were. One of our goals as a team is to be plus two on a big play, which is anything over 16 yards rushing or 25 yards passing, and we had two of them, and I think they had five, and we had. The throwback pass to Scarlett, and we had a run, one long run. And then they had one pass and then four runs. And all. One was by the tailback. The other three was by the quarterback.
Coach, you got Saginaw Valley State coming in now. You're back at home. You don't have to make another road trip until next week. So you get that advantage. But obviously a tough team coming in is Saginaw Valley State, who's currently leading the GLIAC North Division. What do we know about the Cardinals?
Well, they've got a great – I guess you'd call it prolific combination passing and Jennings and the receiver Janice, and they had a night on Saturday night I don't know if Janice had 15 catches and I think four touchdowns or three touchdowns and 200 300 yards, and Jennings threw a school record. I think it was like 450 yards passing, and was of course the player of the week. Probably will be the player of the week of the nation, and they're right now the regional rankings came out last week, and they're third in the region. Behind Cal State or Colorado Pueblo and Ohio Dominican, who are both undefeated, and then Saginaw is right behind them with only losses to the number two or three ranked team in the country, Northwest Missouri.
It seems like against Saginaw Valley State, and we've played Jennings now. Is he a junior or a senior at this point?
I think he's in his 14th year, Wes.
It seems like it. He's been starting against us forever.
They list him as a senior, but I might have to delve into those books a little bit.
But you know, he seems to be able to escape against us, and we've had our problems trying to contain him. What different things will we try to do this year to try to contain him?
Well, you just have to be smart on the edge. You know, you can't get your pass pressure up too far upfield. He is. He's very elusive. He doesn't have the number of rushing attempts this year that he's had in the past. You know, I think it's one of those things. Probably he's a senior and he's running around and made plays and he's proven that he can throw the ball. And now as soon as they roll him out, there's always that chance of getting him, dinged up, and I think they probably want to, protect him a little more. But, if he has to flush, he still has the capability to make him plays. But he's, been a little bit more of a pocket passer this year.
Will we be will we still send guys at him, Coach, or will we take that chance that he might slip through?
Yeah, you have to come at him in different angles, and you have to change up. You can't, and the hard one is you always have to know where Janis is, because he is a really good player. I'd be really surprised if you don't see him playing next fall on Sundays, guys, because he's 6'2", maybe 6'3", and he's 220, and he legitimately is 4.35 or better. You got to at least have the second guy in the secondary at least alerted to him, knowing where he is. Because if you give him a one-on-one matchup, they'll find him, and then you're in trouble.
Well, Coach, assess where we are in the GLIAC right now. We're 4-3. You still got teams ahead of you that you got on the schedule. You've got Saginaw, you've got Hillsdale on the road, and then you finish with Wayne State at home. Talk about where your team is and what you're telling the guys in the locker room right now.
Well, the hard one was, yesterday was the first time in 2 years where you've sat in front of a team on a Monday and said, you don't have a chance to win a championship. We ran that last year all the way through, and we're able, fortunate enough to get a share of a championship. And this year we've had that destiny until week eight. So, that's 18 ball games in a row when you've been able to say that. Now we have to refocus. Now we have to, change our goals a little bit. We've still got a chance to be a good football team. And we know in this league that anybody can beat anybody. And now we've got three more opportunities that we have the ability or the chance to show people that we're a good, solid football team.
Well, Coach, we're looking forward to another home weekend. Obviously, good to be at home. You still got two of your final three games at Sherman Field, and hopefully we'll get bounced back against a tough Cardinal team and finish strong here.
Yeah, we'll lick our wounds a little bit, early in the week, and we'll be ready to play by Saturday. The fans will get treated. We'll play hard. I'll promise you that.
Well, high of 38 on Saturday, so we'll see what happens there. And I'm sure that Saginaw Valley State's not too pumped up to come all the way up here.
I'd like it down 34, 35 with the wind, if you guys can get that for me. I don't know if you guys can dial up Hakey or whoever.
Very good, Coach. Have a great weekend. Get a big win for us. The Huskies hosting Saginaw Valley State, 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon at Sherman Field. Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Coach Curley right here on Mix 93 WKMJ. We've got more Drive Time coming your way. It is cold out there this morning. We are looking at 23 degrees at the Houghton County Airport, and it is 26 here in downtown Hancock.